Today I will talk about can magnetite be a stable and promising iron mineral phase for immobilizing arsenic. And I would like to acknowledge the co-authors, Steve, Brian, Martin, and my advisor, Ben Bostic. So we all know arsenic is bad. So arsenic is a widespread contaminant in groundwater and it can cause significant risk to public health. And magnetite, iron 304, it scavenges both arsenic 3 and arsenic 5 through surface absorption, and it's attractive as a long-term arsenic remediation strategy, in part because it's stable in a range of conditions, including iron-reducing condition where arsenic is generally mobilized. And it can trap arsenic 5 into its structure, in which case desorption and arsenic reduction are less likely. A synthetic lob system touched on magnetite may achieve abundant production at a pH higher than 7.5. But to date, there is little precious information about when magnetite forms, and even less is known when we can achieve the net uptake of arsenic. In the various natural systems. The superfund volant chemical company site is where our samples come from. Our sampling site is under moderately oxic acidic condition. The aquifer sediments are composed of yellow-orange colored sands with low sulfur concentration, low organic matter content, and arsenic 5 as the dominant solid bond arsenic. We did a series of laboratory microcosms using volant aquifer sediments and local groundwater with their solid solution ratio of 1 to 20. We did two kinds of controls in which we basically had nothing and one of them was autoclaved. And we also did nitrate treatments in which we add sodium nitrate and then organic matter on day 10 to stimulating the reducing condition. And the iron-2 treatment, which we also add a ferrous sulfate in the beginning. And the last one is a sulfate treatment, which we add sodium sulfate and organic matter together. We try to explore the efficacy of different amendments and retarding arsenic mobility and study the change in solid phase arsenic, iron, and sulfur speciation. Especially, we want to characterize the factors that influence the magnetite formation and how that affects arsenic. So here are some pictures about my microcosms to show you how sophisticated they are. The duration of the experiment is about 38 days. And at the end of the experiment, you can see the iron-2 treatments, the sediments turn orange color. And for the sulfate treatment, it turned black color. And for all my other microcosms, there are no obvious changes in color. So we analyzed their solution concentration on ICP mass. Here is the aqueous arsenic and iron concentrations. Arsenic is on your left and iron is on your right. So you can see for their controls, which are the black, gray, solid lines, the arsenic and iron concentration generally stay constant. And their sulfate treatment, which is their green dashed line. You can see clearly some reductive dissolution happened. Although there was a temporary arsenic remove effect, this treatment was ineffective as retarding arsenic mobility, which was sort of surprising because this is the most common strategy for arsenic immobilization. And for the nitrate treatment, which is the blue line, you can see the nitrate only slightly affect arsenic and iron concentration in the first 10 days. And once we add organic matter to the system, you can see the arsenic aqueous concentration underwent a dramatic change. And you can see from the figures that the simultaneous addition of iron-2 and nitrate successfully retards arsenic mobility, and even with the organic matter addition, the system maintained the low aqueous arsenic concentration. So some reduction happened, something exciting happened for the iron-2 treatment. In order to understand all the processes, we need to understand the speciation change in solids, for which we did synchrotron-based X-ray absorption spectroscopy. I slept 2 hours a day and still be happy because we got results. So the dominant solid iron form in the original sediment we used in the study is ferrohydrate. And I plot here the solid phase iron changes in the nitrate treatment and the iron 2 treatment. So I said changes. So the y-axis is the delta solid iron. And the starting point, the zeros are from the original sediments. And the positive numbers are production, and the negative numbers are depletion. So we plot here crystalline iron 3 oxides, ferrohydrate, magnetite, mackinawite, and other iron 2 minerals. You can see for the nitrate treatment, in the first 12 days, part of the ferrohydrate were transformed to goethite. And after organic matter addition, both of them underwent biotransformation, and the number of iron 2 containing minerals formed in the system, including magnetite. And for the iron 2 treatment, because we add a lot of iron in the beginning, there were a lot of solid iron formed. And the ferrohydrate and goethite actually plot on the right y-axis. So they are the two dominant newly formed iron minerals in the system. And we also produced the magnetite, mostly in the first 12 days. An important thing I need to point out is the pH condition. So for the iron 2 treatment, between the beginning and day 12, the pH is actually lower than 6. This is similar to the actual site condition, but it is much lower than it's normally considered ideal for magnetite formation. And when we see the pH-EH diagram, the magnetite formation makes sense. So the redox potential between the beginning and the 12 days generally fall into the green region, where ferrohydrate reductive dissolution to dissolve the iron is favored, but magnetite is a stable phase. And all the redox potentials are far away from the stability field for reduced other reduced iron minerals like iron sulfide and siderite. We also did solid phase sulfur speciation. So this is the sulfur zinc spectra with the centers on the top and the samples on the bottom. Kind of busy diagram. But the low organic matter content and the low sulfur in the valence solid indicates inorganic sulfur species or the major solid phase sulfur. And this got confirmed by the linear combination fitting of the spectra. And you can see that sulfate reduction occurs in the valence soils, even where we did not try to stimulate the reaction, but little sulfite accumulates in the system. Instead, we see elemental sulfur. So with all the information in hand, we present here the conceptual diagram. This is what we think is happening in our system. So let's begin with sulfur. So the sulfate reducing bacteria can reduce sulfate to sulfite, which is a powerful reductant. It can reductively dissolve ferrohydrate and produce dissolved iron. And dissolved iron can also be produced more directly by iron reducing bacteria. The dissolved iron can catalyze the transformation from ferrohydrate to goethite. I think you all know that from the first presentation. And also, the dissolved iron can also lead to the solid phase conversion from ferrohydrate to magnetite. So this reaction, we think this is the dominant mechanism for magnetite formation in our iron 2 system, because we have so much iron 2 and ferrohydrate present. And there is another mechanism for magnetite formation that is called crystal growth from this reaction. But it's probably hard for this reaction to proceed under acidic pH, because for every mole of magnetite produced, 8 more of H plus will also be produced in the system. So this is probably more responsible for the iron, for the magnetite formation in our nitrate treatment. So back to sulfur. So through this reaction, the sulfide was oxidized to elemental sulfur, and then part of the elemental sulfur can recycle back to sulfate, which enhance the sulfate reducing process, especially in the low sulfur systems. And this cycle is happening very rapidly and efficiently. So little sulfide can accumulate, and even less can be produced as metal sulfide. So we took out that. And what is the arsenic story? So we plot the arsenic zincs from arsenate and our samples together. It's clearly that solid phase arsenic retained its original oxidation state, arsenic 5, in all our microcosms, including the sulfate treatment ones. And if you see the spectra in detail, so the post-age spectra for the arsenic in the iron 2 treatment is flat. This is distinct from absorbed arsenic 5, suggesting some of the arsenic 5 might be retained in co-precipitates, probably arsenic 5 doped magnetite, but we still need to confirm this in the future. So arsenic 5 partitions strongly with ferrohydrate, as we all know, and the pattern for goethite depends on how much arsenic is present in the system. And arsenic 5 can also partition strongly with magnetite if the arsenic 5 is incorporated into magnetite structure. But in other case, arsenic 5 is only associated with magnetite weakly through surface absorption. So the take-home message. Most importantly, simultaneous addition of iron 2 and nitrate facilitates the precipitation of magnetite even at mentally acidic condition. And the iron 2 treatment with the magnetite formation kept aqueous arsenic concentration low, and it could be an additional efficient remediation strategy for arsenic contamination. And in order to achieve that, we still need to achieve higher magnetite production, more conclusively identify and quantify arsenic retention on magnetite, and determine how strongly arsenic is retained. And I would like to thank all these people for their contribution to this work, and we would also like to thank our funding agencies. Thank you for your attention.